What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor,
Andy, Jenkins, JC.
All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
There's an audience for dishwashing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She gets beat a lot, too.
That's his part-time job.
I love it.
Well, Ace and Raymond, thanks a lot for joining us again for Footy Prime's Vancouver Whitecaps 3 questions. It seems kind of strange because they haven't played for a little while, and it's like, well, what are we going to talk about? But it's interesting enough that there's actually quite a bit to talk about, especially with Copa America coming up and the likes of, you know, Kubas missing, and he's a big loss for the Vancouver Whitecaps. And what is the potential replacement? Who is the potential replacement for him during this time?
Yeah, first of all, Craig, great to be back. Love being a part of the Footy Prime family. Sad I missed out on the gin party last weekend.
Oh, yes, but, you did.
It was a good time. Sounded like it was a good time, though.
It was a great time, and we'll get you a bottle of, I think we got a bottle of gin going your way somehow through Kerry Ryan, I believe.
Yes, Kerry Ryan picked up a bottle for me, and looking forward to, yeah, to tasting it, and yeah, have my own little party, making the most of it, but sad I missed out on it. Looked like it was a good time. As for the Vancouver Whitecaps, yes, they enjoyed a bit of a break, and Fanny Sertini and the staff, the Whitecaps organization gave them the week. So they were off for the entire week. A lot of players went home, went on vacation, just went away, recharged the batteries, because it was a grueling stretch leading up to that that last game before the break. So they had 9 games in 29 days. It was a lot. It's quite taxing on the team. They did wrap up that stretch with 2 wins. So they're going into this these next few games with a bit of confidence, even though they did have a bit of a break, so not really carrying much of that into these next few games. But you mentioned Kubas, since they will miss him. So he's off with Paraguay for international duty during Copa America, and the Whitecaps rely heavily on him because he is one of their DPs. He is a player that is the first on the team sheet and really does so much for them defensively, taking away the middle of the pitch, starting them on the attack as well. So they will miss what he brings to the table. And we've seen when he's been out for various reasons, it's a tough replacement. Yes, they have players that can step in and hopefully do the job. Sebastian Berhalter is the first one that comes to mind. Ralph Prieto, whom they brought in, can do the job as well, just not to the level that we've seen and become accustomed to appreciating with Andres Kubas. He does so much of the dirty work, gets stuck in, kind of dictates play as well. So they'll miss him. And Vanni Sertini addressed it a little bit at training, or after training on Tuesday, saying that they might tweak things a little bit just because they don't have a clear like-for-like replacement for Andres Kubas, or a player that can do it to the same caliber and ability that Andres Kubas does. So they might tweak things a little bit defensively. For the most part, it'll be a similar attack that we saw from the last 2 matches going into this bit of a break for the Whitecaps.
You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, breaks and do you need them? And sometimes you do. And I look at the way the Whitecaps went into this break on a bit of a high. I think that you want to keep that momentum up. But when you think about how busy they've been, Asa, that, you know, how did they feel? Because you've talked to a few of them, and how did they actually feel about the break when it came up?
Yeah, I think it was needed. I mentioned the 9 games in 29 days. So they definitely needed the break, the chance to get away, maybe sip on some of the Footy Prime gin that you guys released last week, you know, and just, yeah, just take the edge off a little bit. And I know, yeah, several players went away on a mini vacation, some of them together as well. So still bonding, still connecting, maybe talking shop a little bit, but not going through the paces at training for the last week, which was kind of nice. And I think they needed it as well. The team still waiting for Sam Adekubi to return. Saw that he's still working to get back to match fitness and return to the club. They're missing him. But for everyone else that's carrying sort of little nicks and knocks going into that break, I think it was a much needed rest for them as well. Ranko Veselinovic in particular, you could just see the body language when talking to him after training, just rejuvenated, refreshed, recharged, and ready to get going again. And they know that the fixtures are pretty kind for the next few weeks. They've got a full week between games for the next three, but then it starts to pick up again. It gets pretty intense with midweek games, so they know that they'll have this stretch again of quick turnaround between games.
And they've got winnable games coming up too, in my opinion, certainly by on paper, what we're looking at.
Yeah, this first one. And so they'll obviously tell you that they're looking at it to each game at a time, one at a time, as they say. But that New England one away, so a lot of travel to get over to take on New England Revolution this weekend. And they're coming into it pretty confident as well, back-to-back wins for the Revs. So winnable because they're at the bottom of the Eastern table, but a team that's coming into it confident. And the Whitecaps will have to hopefully not carry any rust. So try to work through those kinks throughout training and get back up to speed, get back up to that game speed, and then pick up another win away from home. They've been good away from home, the Vancouver Whitecaps. That's one thing that's been one of the positives so far this season. I think it lends to the style of play. They like to create on the counter, sit back, be sound defensively, and then strike quickly. So look to see much of the same against New England on the weekend.
Yeah, that's why I have such high hopes for them, I think, is because their away performances have been sharp and they are dangerous on the road. Sometimes I feel they're more comfortable the way they play on the road. But as we approach the halfway part of the season, yeah, the grades are kind of out. I know MLS.com put one out, and I think the manager, Vanny, was talking about it as well. They gave a C to the Whitecaps, I believe. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah. See, I think that's a little bit harsh. I think that they deserve a little bit better grade than that, especially when you look at where they are in the Western Conference and what they've done, like you said, away from home. So they were fifth in the table in the Western Conference, and they've been strong through parts of this season. They had a bit of a dip in form with the tight fixture congestion, but I'd give them closer to a B minus, maybe a B, which is what Fanny Sartini gave them. He said a B minus, and I think that's probably fair for what we've seen from them. They started out really strong. They've had some slow starts in years past, so they wanted to address that, start the season a little bit stronger, and they did. They look very good away from home. Picking up results on the road is always important. Very good on the counter and tough to break down. So I think that those are good things for them going forward, and it should result in more wins, especially away from home. The thing that they need to work on is that home performance and the ability to break teams down when they do have the ball. So that's one thing that they've been working on, and Vanni Sartini has sort of addressed that in the last two games. He's kind of tweaked the approach and what they do when they go forward. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. Maybe they can pick up some more goals, more results, and get some of the other guys going. Ryan Gault's been really strong for the Vancouver Whitecaps. He's been the key contributor when it comes to goals created and chances created. They'd like to get more production from some of the other players, Pedro Vite in particular, obviously. Brian White has been a little bit quiet recently as well, so hopefully they can get him going. And if they do, then, great finish to this season. And I think they can be a top four team in the Western Conference.
It's so tight, the division, isn't it? I mean, I think with the game in hand, they could pull within 5 points at the top of the Western Conference. So it could also go the other way for them. But it is a very competitive, very really equal league, and it's great to watch. And, yeah, I would say that it was a little harsh to see. I would give a little bit better than that for sure. But it's a marathon, not a sprint, that's for sure. And I think the players realize that. There's a lot of travel involved for the Whitecaps too, isn't there?
Yeah, and this weekend is a prime example of that. An opponent, a favorable opponent, one that Whitecaps feel they should pick up a draw or a win against New England, but you take into account the travel. It does, you know, take a toll on some of these players, but they've had, 2 weeks going into this one, so they should be rested and ready for it. You talked about it being a marathon, not a sprint. That's exactly what Ranko Veselinovic said as well on Tuesday. So the players are very well aware of it, and they've been together for a little while. I think that's something we talked about early in this season, is the fact that they have this core that's returning, and you have to feel that it makes a difference down the stretch now that there's some continuity amongst the group, and hopefully they can have a good middle chunk of this season and then set up for a good finish as well, because there's enough talent on the roster. Something we've talked about as well is maybe getting one or two more players in to help bolster the depth and add a little bit more firepower. So we'll see if that ends up happening, but at least a strong core that's familiar with the MLS season, just how grueling it is.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about for Vancouver Whitecaps and the fans going forward for the rest of the season, I think. And Isa, thanks a lot for joining us again. I really appreciate your time. And say hi to my good buddy, Colin Miller, who works with you, obviously, for the radio broadcast. And it's a pleasure always having you on here, pal.
Yeah, will do. So we missed it as well. We enjoyed a nice week off, but I'm looking forward to getting back in the booth with Colin Miller and calling some goals, of course.
You didn't go on holiday with him, did you?
No, he went on a little getaway, though, back home now. And it's great to be reunited with Colin Miller.
If you do, he'd want you to pay for it anyway. So
he always makes a comment. He has a list of all the people that are tight with their wallet. And I find that to be a little bit of a red flag. If you're paying that much attention to who's paying the bill, like, maybe that's a bit of a red flag. Maybe.
I've seen him swipe the tip money off the bar as we were leaving.
Good. Yeah, well, pleasure to be on. Thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah, cheers, Ethan.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter. What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime, the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/FootyPrime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show. Oh,